From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There are a lot of tow truck drivers with sore backs across Louisiana. That's because the state has finally hired a company to start hauling away tens of thousands of cars and boats that were lost or abandoned after Hurricane Katrina. The job is actually smaller now than it would have been 6 or 8 months ago. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, that's because thieves have been steadily making off with car parts and even whole cars.
When Katrina hit, flooded out cars and damaged boats were left blocking streets around much of New Orleans. So soon after, the cars were pushed or towed a short distance onto road medians or vacant lots just to get them out of the way. Thousands of cars were crammed for miles under the elevated I-10 freeway. A forklift sets an abandoned old Ford pickup onto a flatbed truck in the Gentilly neighborhood of New Orleans. Drivers ratchet down straps over the cars to secure them as they're loaded. About 50 of them are being hauled away from under the freeway here. Eliza Kraft, who owns a house across the street, is happy to see them go.
I mean, we looked like we lived in a junk pile or something. You know, they were raggedy, and look at this car. He is burnt. I don't know what happened with that. And then we had so many people going over there, it looked like they were taking parts off them and different things. And, you know, you didn't know who was in your neighborhood just because of that, too, you know. So it was pretty ridiculous. But I'm glad they're gone.
Towing these cars probably took longer than it should have. FEMA is paying for this. But a couple of months went by while the city failed to line up tow companies to do the work. The state then took over the project, and it took a couple of more months to bid it out and award a contract. But Kraft isn't too upset about the wait. She says fixing her own flooded house was a much bigger concern, and she thinks for a long time the city and state, too, had more important things to deal with, like getting water and electricity back on.
We were glad that they actually got them off the street and put them in one area where people can drive and it'll be safe, so that was a good thing that they put them under here.
And now, at least, truck drivers like Ricky Smith are hauling them away as fast as they can.
The most probably around 172 that I moved alone in the last 2 weeks.
The four cars rattling around on the back of the flatbed truck that Smith's driving are conspicuously missing a lot of their parts. The tires, radios, and airbags are gone. Smith says sometimes nicer headlights or even hoods and fenders have been taken by Katrina car parts thieves. They've been working like ants on all these cars for months.
Yeah, any car that had a decent tire on it, somebody stole it. I mean, you just look around. How many cars you can count without wheels?
Most of them, I guess.
Yeah. They're using it as a junkyard, basically, scavenging the parts off of them.
Smith says some people are taking whole cars, too. Right now, all the towing of abandoned cars is being managed by DRC, Inc. The company has a list of authorized towers that pick up cars the state police have tagged as abandoned. The cars are not supposed to be sold. They're taken to official holding yards while the state tries to contact the owner for 30 days, and then they're crushed. But Smith says other tow trucks have been grabbing cars.
And I've seen a bunch of wreckers that are on the list to pick them up going down the street with them. So half the time, no, it's somebody stealing the cars. There's a lot of, you know, your legitimate junkyards won't take them in. They'll say, I don't want it. But you get some junkyards and they'll take the stuff figuring nobody's going to come looking for it, you know. Come on, ship it.
Even a totally destroyed car is worth around $100 for scrap metal, and if it was a nicer car that wasn't completely flooded, the parts could be worth upwards of $1,000. And some thieves have been grabbing a lot of them.
He was basically coming down here, picking cars up off the street.
State Police Sergeant Ricky Gooman arrested a guy for stealing more than 45 cars and hauling them to a property he owned out in the woods. There, Gooman says he'd managed to get a portable car crusher set up.
What they were doing on his lot, crushing the cars, flatten them down so they can load them up on a flatbed trailer and bring them to one of the large recycling plants, where they then sell it to the plant for scrap metal.
State officials are concerned that this kind of thing could make an environmental mess. There are mercury switches, battery acid, antifreeze, and other toxins in cars that are supposed to be disposed of properly. But it's expected to take at least several months for the tens of thousands of abandoned cars to be towed away. So there will probably continue to be a lot of illegal car scrapping going on in Louisiana. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New Orleans.